kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
It's so busy in Liverpool at the moment. So many things to do, as well as the shopping. And to give us an idea of everything that's about from the Guide Liverpool is Jay Hind. Morning to you, Jay.
Good. Have you done your shopping, Steve?
Yeah. About a month ago.
Really? And you've got your
super
missus something
organized.
Nice? You've got Jane something nice?
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
All sealed, boxed. She chose it, by the way.
I can see that.
I think that's better. The more you're with your wife... The more the better idea is to just let her tell you what it is she wants.
So you lose the surprises.
Yeah, it's hard to keep surprises going, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, to be fair.
Once you pass the decade mark, it's harder and harder and harder.
You just
harder.
Want to know what you're going to
get. Yeah, at least I know she'll be happy with
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly.
But I don't know what she's got me.
Okay, right.
You know. So that air of surprise still exists.
That'll be good. You won't be able to sleep on Christmas Eve, will you?
It's about the only present I get these days. Right, drastically reduces. Now, Jay has been on about, you're in double figures on Christmas parties now, aren't
it's
you?
It's been a busy all week. So I was out on Monday
in
one of the venues we'll talk about in a sec. And then last night I went to something very exciting. I went to the Home Alone bar, Steve.
Mm. So we discussed this, didn't we? How can you make a bar into a film?
They've done it. Perfectly. So it's in the Baltic Triangle. It's next to Ghetto Golf in Kingsbury Village. And you literally walk in, you feel like you're in the film. But it's all the little things. It's the attention to detail in there. So in the films that, you know, Macaulay Culkin, he throws things at the thieves who are robbing his house. They've got the kind of paint hanging down off the wall. They've got pictures everywhere. It's just brilliant. It really is. That attention to detail, how they've done it, is very creative. Very
so it
clever.
Works?
Works really
And it'll
well.
Be open all year? It's
open. I think it's open between Christmas and New Year. It will close. You need a ticket for the event. So it's £15 a ticket. You get a drink with that. You obviously get access. You get a little Home Alone party bag as well, which was very exciting. But you get Home Alone cocktails in there. They've got a live band doing lots of Christmas music. It was really, really good. So hats off to the guys behind the Home Alone bar.
What's your favourite Christmas cocktail?
What did I have last night? There was something nice last night. It had some sort of mulled.
As someone who has to be forced into having a drink,
oh,
like
okay,
you are, Jay.
Yeah, I only drink at Christmas.
Some sort of mulled wine.
But no, check it out. Home Alone Bar is open now.
Right, yesterday I had the mighty Dane Bowers in.
Oh, what was he like?
Oh, what a nice lad.
He's a good lad, isn't he?
They're all skitting me in the newsroom. They've been pulling out his song lyrics and everything. But we were talking about his relationship with Victoria Beckham and David.
Of course.
It's a weird old life he's been through,
They're
isn't
the number
it?
One.
Yeah,
they're the number
completely.
One back in the
so
day.
He's still in touch with them. And of course, the Another Level boys, he's not really in touch with them.
Oh, okay, so he's fallen out with them.
He did Big Brother and he's had all sorts of ups and downs in his life.
He has, but yes.
He's finding life tough because he's doing three pantos a day, which is quite hard
but he's
work.
Doing them with Claire Simo from Radio City.
Absolutely.
So that's hard work in itself.
Which probably talks twice as much as him as well. But he said the reason it's hard work is he normally lives in Dubai and he only works 8 hours a week.
Wow. Wow. And I bet
what
he does all right
life.
With it as well. That
what
is a great life.
Right, so he's hooking the city.
He is,
but,
Peter Pan.
We're looking at something else today, aren't we? In the
well,
Panto
obviously
front.
He's in the Epstein with Claire Simo, so that runs until the 1st of Jan. So I just wanted to list off the Pantos. If you want to go and take the kids to a Panto, you need to do it soonish. Liverpool Empire, Cinderella, it was the big press night last night. Duncan James, another boy band star. He was from Blue. He's also in Hollyoaks right now. He stars in the show. If you want like a big kind of grand show full of special effects and 3D images and whatever else, get to the Empire because they pulled out all the stops this year.
Why was it the press night last night?
It only launched, I think, on Monday, so it launched a bit later this
just
one.
Started.
So Zoe from our team went to see it. She took the kids and she said it was fantastic. If you've got a little girl, they're going to love it. But that runs until the 7th of Jan, so lots of time if you do want to get to the Empire. And of course, the Empire is such a beautiful theatre as well. St. Helens, I've got Snow White. So if you want to go and see Johnny Vegas, he's by the power of video projection, they bring you Johnny Vegas in the form of the magic mirror. But also Lucy Jo Hudson, who of course was in Corrie and Wild at Heart. She's in at St. Helens Theatre Royal. And then over at the Echo Arena, we got lovely Leanne from Radio City. They've just opened. It's only until Christmas Eve, this one. So if you want to take it, be fast. I think there's a couple of shows a day. And Dean Sullivan is in that one as well, of course. Jimmy
the
Corkle.
Mighty Dean.
The mighty Dean. Used to sit in this seat.
Well, I met him on the car park at Anfield a couple of months ago because he goes to see Liverpool occasionally with Sue Johnson.
Ah, okay.
So I was walking back across the car park and there he is with his cravat and, you know, looking
all. He always looks very smart, doesn't he?
Absolutely brilliant. And he gave me a second glance. He was, Steve, it's Dean. And then he told me he was in Panto, and he was so looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, he'd be great. And he plays the baddie, I think. But, of course, Dean Sullivan used to work here. And I always remember when he used to slurp his tea. I used to produce him
on air.
On air. He'd love slurping his tea. But yeah, he's starring in the Echo Arena.
Is it not the City Cafe?
With a lad. That's right.
The City Cafe he used to run. Cafe. And you had a sound effect that ran underneath him, which was people chinking glasses of wine.
Yeah, well, you're not meant to give that away, Steve, to be
fair.
I don't
think anyone was fooled that he wasn't in a cafe.
Well, they were the good old days. But yeah, Dean Sullivan starring with Leanne in Aladdin at the Echo Arena. It's in the auditorium as well, so it's not in the arena. Yeah. It's in that beautiful little theatre that they've got down at the Echo Arena. So check that out until Christmas Eve.
Right, I've got a clip here. Am I meant to be? Is that that's not
so?
Related.
This the clip is related to Snow Garden at right. Camp Inferness. So this is a giant big winter festival taking over Camp Inferness for the next few days. It runs until Saturday, the 23rd of Jan. Fun for all the family. So they've got Christmas films on of a day, lots of festive food, cocktails. They've got a mulling station where you can choose your mulled wine or your mulled gin. There, they've got a Christmas silent disco, which is brilliant, and also Christmas Oki, so you can jump on stage with the band and sing a Christmas song. We spoke to Ian from Camp Inferness to tell us more.
Camp Inferness has been known for the last 5 years now for its big winter events. And obviously, it comes as a challenge year on year. You know, how do we outdo ourselves? So we've come back with 6 days of an indoor winter festival that's essentially split between a family audience and also more of a kind of a grown-up audience as well.
So there you go, Camp Inferness. It runs until the 23rd, but the good thing is they got that family audience of a day, and then overnight from 9 p.m. for the next couple of days, and then from Friday, Saturday from 4 p.m. You can go to Santa's Grotto, but it's not any normal grotto. It's the bad Santa.
Oh, it's Peter Price.
Grotto. It's Peter Price playing
when did this launch?
Santa. So this started on Monday, and it's that good. I've been twice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, really? Twice. Is he bad?
He is very bad, yeah, as you can expect. It's brilliant, it really is. So you kind of go into this sneaky little room, this grotto, proper, you know, full-on Christmas decorations everywhere and stuff. And Pete sat there in his Santa throne. You get a gift off Pete, you can get a photo with him, and he tells you whether you've been naughty or whether you've been nice. So you can see what you can imagine.
Has he been vetted?
Yeah, he's got CCTV and everything in there to make sure nothing goes wrong.
He might just thump him, he might get thumped himself.
Yeah, he's got his own security team with him, Bad Santa, but it's brilliant, it really is, and Pete's doing a great job.
When I saw that was happening, I actually thought, you know, Bad Santa the movie, I thought Pete was recreating Bad Santa the movie on stage.
No.
So
he's in
literally
a little grotto, yeah.
Pete is a Bad Santa in a grotto.
Yeah, and just expect insults, expect lots of banter. He's doing a good old job, but you can see him every day and every night until Saturday.
Right, everything's happening down that end.
It is.
City. Cairns Brewery Village.
Cairns Brewery Village. So everyone's talking about this now. If you haven't been yet, try and check it out over Christmas. Of course, Cairns Brewery Village is the old Cairns Brewery. We know that. It's in the Baltic Triangle. The Baltic Market is in there. There's a great bar called Dockleaf. There's a brilliant vintage shop called Red Brick Vintage. Now they've got the Home Alone bar, and as well as that, I tested it out last night, the brand new Peaky Blinders bar. Do you watch Peaky Blinders?
I like Peaky's, yeah.
It's a great
Kelly
show.
Cillian Murphy, it's amazing, isn't it?
It's obviously massive all over the world, so it's a 1920s theme bar over two stories. It's huge inside as well, so the launch night was last night. Everyone had the flat caps on, and that kind of smoky old feel of an industrial old bar in the 1920s. It really is good, so go and check that out. It's just behind, you kind of walk around behind Cairnsbury Village.
And unlike Home Alone, there is actually a connection between Peaky Blinders and Liverpool.
Yes.
In that most of it was filmed, wasn't it?
But
so
it's
well worth going to see. On the pub front,
do you going to a pub on Christmas Day?
Well, I've always wondered, is there a natural opening hour for pubs
on
Christmas Day?
It's normally from around 12 p.m.
12 till 2, and then they shut, or?
Kind of, some of them, yeah. So a lot of different pubs will have different opening times. We always go for a pint on Christmas Day because basically my mum wants us to get out the house with my dad so she can
cook nice
Christmas
though, isn't it?
Dinner, yeah. So we go and have a couple of pints, but there's a few of them. We put a big list on our website on theguideliverpool.com. We want to know if there's any more. So if you're a landlord or whatever and you're opening Christmas Day, let us know on The Guide Liverpool on Twitter or Facebook and we'll put it out there. Pubs like The Elephant in Woolton, where I used to work, funny enough. That's open between 12 p.m. and 7 on Christmas Day.
Shuts at 7?
Shuts at 7. That's a good old,
long would you go out on Christmas Day night or not?
I think a few people would.
I think a lot of people would.
See, we like going daytime and then we sit in the house then of a night and have a drink. Yeah. But if you can go out of a night. Wetherspoons in town, the Northern Western is open 11 till 3. The Stanley on Roby Road is open from 12. The Baltic Fleet, of course, in the city centre is open till 3 p.m. It's a great little pub. Mm. The Bear and Staff in Gattaca is open. The Caledonia, the Willowbank, the Belvedere, the Farmer's Arms Tavern, the Royal Standard in West Derby and the Rose of Mossley are all open Christmas Day.
And in the evening.
I think some of them. Just check.
Have a look
times.
On the website.
Have a look on our website. Yes.
Right, you've got something massive coming up on the site as well,
we
haven't
do,
you?
We do, yeah. We're going to make someone's 2018. We're giving them a huge prize away, all Liverpool themed. So there's tons in there. I won't spoil it. Lots of concert tickets for next year, hotel stays, restaurant vouchers, museum tickets, all sorts in there. We're going to make someone's 2018. We're going to launch it tonight. So keep your eye on the guide, Liverpool. And we don't know when we're going to announce the winner. Me and you've just been talking off air about it. But yeah, it's kind of a full Liverpool 2018 experience.
It's one of the ultimate prizes, this, really. You could be going to all the major shows, tickets for all the events and the attractions in the city as well. As you say, a few stopovers within hotels. It's an unbelievable prize, one you wouldn't win anywhere else.
Oh, yeah.
So make sure you have a look at it, theguideliverpool.co.uk. Jay, have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you. All the very best, mate.
Absolutely.
Have a good one.
And blessings, and we'll see you in 2018.
Yes.
When it all regurgitates again.
Yeah, do it all over again.
That's theguideliverpool.co.uk with Jay High. This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport, and talk for Liverpool.